Hey, we have an amazing event coming up, the Expert Advantage Workshop Series, where every day for a week, starting on Monday, May 20th, it's myself and another expert coming on to present to you about various kinds of things to help you with your brand and your business. Our brand new experts in residence and pro are going to be there to co-host these workshops with me, and you're not going to want to miss it. You'll have a chance to ask all of them questions, and it's completely free to join. All you have to do is go to smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. On Monday, May 20th, Amy Nelson's going to come on, and we're going to talk social media, but specifically how to drive revenue and connect with important stakeholders that matter to you in your business using social media. The next day, we have Nosheen Chen, and she's going to lead a presentation about how to become a better communicator, how to increase those skills faster, because that's going to help you not just connect with new people, new clients, but also get your idea across better. Ton of takeaways in that presentation. And all you have to do to sign up and join and get all the links that you need is smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Again, one more time, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Join us on our Expert Advantage Workshop Series. You're not going to want to miss it. Again, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage.
AskPat. Hey, what's up, everybody? Pat Flynn here, and welcome to episode 913 of AskPat. Thank you so much for joining me today. As always, I'm here to help you by answering your online business questions 5 days a week. We have a great question coming in today from Michael, but before we get to that, I do want to thank today's sponsor, which is FreshBooks. They've been a longtime sponsor of the AskPat podcast. I love them so much, not only because they help sponsor the show and support what we do, but also they support me in my business because they help me manage my business finances. And that's what they do. They help you manage and track your expenses, your income, and also help you with your invoicing. So in less than 30 seconds, you can create a professional-looking invoice, get it sent out. You can keep track of who owes you, who has yet to even open those invoices so you can follow up properly. It's just such an amazing tool, and they're such a great company. If you want to check them out and try them out for 30 days for free, all you have to do is go to freshbooks.com/askpat and just make sure you enter Ask Pat in the How Did You Hear About Us section. All right, now here's today's question from Michael.
How's it, Pat? Aloha from Eagle Valley, Colorado. My name is Mike. I'm a pastor and a trainer for over 20 years. And I was wondering if you can give me some guidance, some suggestions, and some wisdom on how best I can help my pastor friends in the ministry that are unhealthy, fat and out of shape. Now, I bought your SPI theme for my website, but I don't know what I'm doing. And I'm just wondering if I should start a podcast or do a video course or write an ebook or have a membership site or all of the above. And I'm just wondering if you can give me some wisdom on how best I could put my energy towards helping my fellow friends that are in the ministry that are unhealthy. So I'd love to hear from you. If I could get an Ask Pat t-shirt, I'll send a picture of me working out or a video and send it to you. Aloha. Have a beautiful day. God bless.
Hey, Michael. Aloha. Thank you so much for calling in. I appreciate it. You know, it's so cool that you want to do what you can to help your pastor friends, especially when it comes to health and fitness. I think that's so important. And a lot of us, when we need to make a change in our lives like that with our fitness and our nutrition, I mean, we need help from others because either we just don't know how to do it, or we don't even know we need to do it, or we might need that encouragement. And oftentimes it's the other people in our lives that can help us change our future in that way. I have to thank Jeff over at TotalBodyConstruction.com. He and I meet every week, 3 days a week, virtually over FaceTime. And he trains me in my home gym, and we just, you know, crank it out. And it's just been so great to have him be there to hold me accountable. I mean, I will feel bad if I don't make a day or make an appointment. And it's that kind of encouragement that can really help people move forward in their lives, because when I focused on fitness and health, I mean, many other things have benefited as a result of that, both business and personally. So this is so cool, Michael. I want to help out as much as I can. So you had asked about, like, should you start a podcast? Should you start a video course or an ebook or a membership site or all of the above? I definitely wouldn't start with all of the above. And I think that's where a lot of people fall into a lot of traps, and that is they see somebody doing many different things. Like, that you might see that I have my own courses, my own books, my own multiple websites and a podcast and a blog and a video channel, right? I didn't create all of those at the same time. Pick one and focus on that in terms of a platform where you can start to build your audience and start to provide value to people. And actually, to kind of rewind a little bit, the first thing I would do is actually see if you can get people who are your friends in the pastor world to kind of come on board with you to get help. You don't even need a website or a podcast or a video course or an ebook or a membership site to start with that. You can literally just reach out to people and say, hey, you know what? I am a pastor too. I help people with physical fitness, and I am on a mission to help my fellow pastors get healthier. And I would love to be there of service to you. If this is something you're interested in learning more about, just let me know, and I'll get your email, your contact info, and I'll just try to do what I can to help you out. That way, you at least start with the validation process. This is what I talk about in my book, Will It Fly? Narrowing down this giant goal that you have to the next step, just to see if this is something people actually want, and if you can, and obviously it's going to work for you. I mean, you have the passion behind it. I can feel it in your voice, and you likely have a lot of the connections already where you can already start to begin to create a list of people who know that you are there to help them. And I think that's really important to start out with, because then it gives you a platform before you even have like a content platform, but it just gives you access to people so that you can ask them, how can I help you best? And it's based on those answers combined with your passion and what you want to do, what makes sense for you. That's the sweet spot. So, you know, I would want to say, oh, start a podcast, because, I mean, I have a podcasting course that just came out this week, poweruppodcasting.com. But a podcasting may not be the right platform for your audience. They might better be suited to learn from you in a video course, or maybe they need one-on-one help, in which case, you know, you start with a more active role in helping them out in a more intimate fashion. Maybe it's through one-on-one training or group training, for example. You could do it in person or even virtually, just like my trainer Jeff does. But to be there and give people direct access to you, maybe that's the way it needs to happen first. And then over time, you can start to branch out into content platforms to begin to start to get more exposure, to get to build your brand, to start to build authority in the space, so that people who find you for the first time will know immediately exactly who you are and what you do. But I would start exactly with your network and your friends and the people that you know, and just push it out there that this is what your mission is, and see who might respond. Have a call to action to say, you know what, if this is something you need help with, I am here to help you. I want to be your guide through this. Let me know, and I'll follow up with you later on, and we can talk about how I might be able to do that. Again, just to get that initial seed out there, and just to see if this is something that you can actually do. Because if you build a website, or if you build a video course, or if you create a membership site, you're still going to need people to find it anyway, right? So why don't you just start at the root? Now, I will say that creating a podcast, creating a video course, creating a website, that can help you get exposure to people who you don't have access to yet. It can be a place where you can go and begin to start to collect email addresses. It can be a place where you can start to provide content that's going to be helpful for everybody, no matter who they are or where they're at in that journey. But again, narrowing it down, taking this big giant goal you have and just taking it to that first step, that first sort of experiment, that's where I would start, Michael. And I know you can do it, and I can feel the passion in your voice. I'm really excited, because this is game-changing stuff, man. I mean, you're talking my language now when you talk about the effect that health and fitness can have in your life. It's made such a huge difference in mine. And to see you niche already into a space where you know people need help, and to feel your passion behind it, it's just going to be a win, right? So start at the beginning, and then utilize those networking opportunities and those relationships that you have to then determine what might be the next best step for you. I would love to say it's a podcast, because I feel like podcasting is the number one platform right now to A, build a relationship with people, to B, find new people who are finding you in a space that's much less competitive than, let's say, a blog or a video channel, for example. And C, it's just, if you're going to be offering any sort of service or information product down the road, I mean, it's just a great way to give people a taste of what you have to offer, so that when they want to work deeper with you, you know, they'll have already that knowledge of what it's like to work with you, or understand what it's like to get your content and learn from you. So, you know, how can you best help them? Have conversations with them and talk about what it is that their fears are, what it is that they're struggling with, so that you can learn their language, you can empathize with them, you can learn their stories, and you can help them directly. And then you can branch out from there and turn it into more of an automated, more of a worldwide sort of presence with these other platforms. So I'm not going to tell you which platform to start with right now, but they all are great for helping people. And then down the road, in terms of what you offer, because, you know, a podcast and a video channel and a blog, for example, I mean, those are free channels to provide information, to build your audience, to build authority. But then you have the paid products on the other side, ebooks, membership sites, what have you. Combine your passion for what it is you want to do and how you best know how to do it with what it is that your audience needs and how that will help them best and serve them most, then you'll find that winning combination of what to do. So start from the beginning. Michael, thank you so much. I appreciate you and your question today. Thank you for calling in. And I'm definitely going to be sending you an Ask Pat t-shirt. So you'll hear from my assistant in the next 2 to 3 weeks. And we'll collect that info to, from you. And then we'll send it to you no charge, because that's what we do. And if anybody else out there has a question they'd like potentially featured here on the show, just head on over to askpat.com and you can ask right there on that page. Thank you so much. I appreciate you. And here's a quote today from Mark Twain. And that is, fewer things are harder to put up with than the annoyance of a good example. All right, guys, and one more time, if you want to check out that podcasting course I was talking about, just head on over to poweruppodcasting.com. It's open this week, closes midnight this coming Monday, the 24th of July, 2017. After that, doors won't open for quite a bit. Price may even go up, but I appreciate you guys. Talk to you soon. Bye. Hey there, thank you for listening to Ask Pat 2.0. Now, you might have noticed that we haven't published a new episode in a while. And that is because in 2023, after 1,269 episodes, we decided to sunset the show. For now, at least. And this way, we can focus our energy and efforts on our other podcasts and other projects. That being said, all 1,269 episodes are still live and downloadable, and the published dates may be old, but there are still a ton of questions I've answered on the show and people I've coached. Those episodes are just as valuable as they were back then. So you can also visit smartpassiveincome.com/askpat to dig through the archives. Plus, there's a search tool on the website that lets you search across our podcasts and blog. And of course, the Smart Passive Income podcast is still live and energetic and awesome and publishing twice a week. So make sure you're subscribed there so we can still continue this conversation. And we have some of the foremost experts and thought leaders in entrepreneurship on the show every single week. So you definitely don't want to miss it. Again, check it out. It's the Smart Passive Income podcast. Just find it wherever you're listening to this podcast. You can find it there as well. Thank you again for listening in, and I'll catch you in the next one. Cheers.